just say the word soup. I mean, it makes you feel so good, especially right now. It's prime time for one of my taste tests. A first-rate soup is easy if you've got a good stock. And if that stock is in a can, all the better. So today I've got a lineup of canned vegetable broths, all national brands. So how do you judge a vegetable broth? Well, first read the label. Vegetables should dominate with salt and anything with more than two syllables at the very end. Next, taste. Most important is that the broth has to taste good enough to you to sip it on its own. Heavy salting, wishy-washy flavors, chemical tastes, or one ingredient that takes over all sends a broth down the tubes for me. In front of me right now, I've got a lineup of 6 cups of vegetable broth, only identified by numbers, and the colors are really interesting, from orange to mustard yellow to gold and brownish. All right, let's start. Stock A. Carrot and celery. This is the mustard orange one. Carrot and celery. Okay, the scale is 1 to 5. I'm going to give that a 3. I don't want carrot in my vegetable stock. I want vegetable. Okay, B. It has salt. It has decent flavor. It's rather delicate. So let's call B. Well, I'm not going to decide yet. I'm going to wait. Okay, C, orange. Remember the color of tang, guys? Well, this is it. Okay. That's interesting, because this really has a nice vegetable flavor, and it's not overly salted. Gosh, that's a 4. All right. And D, cloudy. Again, this sort of orangey color. Oh, my. It smells of celery seed. Mm. It's a little salty for my taste, and it's not neutral enough. So I'm gonna think of 3. And then, all right, E is trying to be clear, brownish color. Oh, it smells sweet. This is a saltless stock. I know this brand. I know what it is. If it had salt in it, I think it would have very nice flavor. You know, the good thing about not having salt is that you always want a stock to be neutral so that you can salt it if you want. Or if you want to boil it down, it's not going to end up being like a salt lick. And that's the great thing about an unsalted stock. That one I have to go back to. Okay, F. F is really brown. Let's see. That's very delicate. Not as salty as the others at all. And really nice and full-bodied. I'd give it a little salt, believe it or not, and I'd boil it down a bit. But okay. I'm going to go through and give it numbers. 1 being the worst and 5 being the best. Okay, A, one more taste. I'm sorry, no. A is a 2. That's the carrot stock. B, rather light, rather nice. I would make that a 3. The bright orange tang stock, C, just doesn't do it for me. It's a wimp. I'm going to give that a 3. D is the slightly cloudy, and it smells like celery seed. Huh. Not bad, but a little too salty. So that's going to get a 3, too. And then E is the one without salt. I think it's too weak-kneed. Even with salt, it's going to be too weak-kneed. So that's going to be, it's close. It could be a 4. So E is a 4. And then F. Oh, guys, this is sweet. This is really interesting. I give it a 3. This is interesting because not one of these stocks is a standout compared to what you can do in 30 minutes with a homemade stock. Okay, all right, now I want to find out what I've been tasting. The winner, in quotes, even though there's really no champ here, E would be the winner with a score of 4 out of 5. And that one, I think, is the saltless stock. Okay, let's find out what I've been tasting. All right, A, the carrot stock, is Imagine Organic Vegetable Broth. B, The stock that was not bad, I gave it a 3. It was ordinary. That's Whole Foods 365 Everyday Value Organic Vegetable. C, which is the Tang-colored stock, is Swanson 100% Natural Vegetable Broth. D is the one that smelled of celery seed. That's Pacific Organic Vegetable Broth. And then E, the one I said was saltless, I was wrong. It's not what I thought it was. It's More Than Gourmet. It's a vegetable culinary stock. It does have salt in it. Okay, that does it. This is like dishwater. This gets a big fat 0. And then F is Kitchen Basics. That's the unsalted one. And I said, a little sweet, but it tastes of vegetables. I have got to give that the top score. I'm now going to change F, which is Kitchen Basics Unsalted Vegetable Stock, to a 4. That's our winner. But none of these match what you can do, as I said, 30 minutes of simmering at home. None of them. They're not within a country mile. And none of them are cheap. Well, that's the vegetable stock tasting.